This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI and streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
He's going to go through a long list of candidates, in part because I'm sure there are a lot of people that he'd like to talk to, in part because those are what the rules stipulate. So you have to, and you don't know what's going to transpire during the course of that process when you're talking to all different candidates. Again, I just say, like, the name had been floated out there. I think it's completely logical. Josh McDaniels is in Foxborough. He's under contract to the Raiders, so the cost is friendly. I think there's some sort of relationship between him and Mike Vrabel. They're familiar with each other's work. That's one that would make sense. Ultimately, I don't know if it'll get done in the end. He's going to have to go through his list of candidates. We'll see what happens. But that to me would be a logical one that would, I think, help the development of Drake May.
Adam Schefter yesterday on WEEI Afternoons. The cost would be friendly.
Sure would.
Because he's under contract with the Raiders.
Oh, my God. Still doing this? That's what they did with everybody else for years.
It makes me a little nervous about the lack of news on the coordinator front, because we were getting news on even their fake coaching interviews.
Right.
Where are all the news of interviews of this guy
Crickets.
Interviewing, that guy interviewing? And if you wonder, well, maybe they haven't started yet. Vrabel said on Tuesday morning with Greg, they were starting that afternoon. They were starting on Tuesday afternoon. So we haven't heard anything. And he said that Josh McDaniels would be on the list. My read was he was very lukewarm about the name Josh McDaniels, probably out of a courtesy to Robert Kraft. You said this yesterday, Keefe. I guess Courtney read it differently. Courtney thinks he was tiptoeing around the obvious because they've come under fire about sham interview processes, and I'm starting to wonder if that's the case. We have no news on this coordinator search. Schefter says he's cheap, meaning Josh McDaniels, and I'm starting to wonder if it's another bag job, which I would hate.
Friend of the show, Courtney Cox, was the only one saying that. She thought it was, you know, you could even compare it to when Robert Kraft was asked about Mike Vrabel, and he was like, oh, well, we got a long list of guys we're going to take a look at. It's like, long list of guys. Or he didn't say long list of guys, but he said a lot of, like, impressive candidates or whatever. This wasn't true. He knew it was Vrabel, but he didn't want to say right away. They do have a process that they have to adhere to, so maybe that's what it is. I'm still holding out hope that it's not, but after listening to Schefter yesterday, right now, if you had to bet, Josh McDaniels or the field for offensive coordinator next season, who would you take?
Oh, I mean, it feels like it's McDaniels now, which is a shame. It feels like it's a shame.
Very unimaginative.
Like, it's not what I want, but I didn't want Vrabel either. But I took Vrabel over the field, so similar idea.
So Vrabel wasn't my first choice.
I'm happier about Vrabel than I would be about McDaniels.
Same.
Is that what you're going to ask?
Yes, that's what I am. Yeah. I mean, so even though I wanted Ben Johnson, I was like, Mike Vrabel's a great hire. I think he's going to be a great head coach. My questions then become about offensive coordinator, scheme, all that kind of stuff. How aggressive are they going to be? How much, you know, running game is it going to be? All that stuff. But as far as, like, face of the franchise and helping turn things around, he's a great call. Josh McDaniels, I'm going to have a harder time talking myself into that. I guess the pros for him would be Mac Jones looked like a semi-competent quarterback with him and with nobody else. Matt Castle had a good enough year to then get a job somewhere else.
Yep.
And he was good with Brady, but so was everybody. Everything else,
That doesn't count.
And all right, so fine, cross that off.
And I'm sorry. I don't think Garoppolo counts either. You didn't say Garoppolo.
No, 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 no.
I was on TV last night, Bragg.
Whoa!
With Phil Perry.
Wow!
They brought up Garoppolo. I'm like, six quarters of Garoppolo?
No.
Castle, I guess, is more fair.
For the season.
I know you feel this way.
Uh-huh.
That was a wagon of a team.
They were 16-0, and then they went 11-5.
They dropped off by five games and missed the playoffs. Yeah. Like, let's not go nuts with Matt Castle.
But
fine.
Like, I was surprised at Castle's play that
year. It was all horizontal passing, but that's a credit to scheme and Josh McDaniels making it work with a relatively untalented player.
But McDaniels also had Bill Belichick as the head coach and Bill Belichick's defense for those 2 years as well. And he went to Denver and was a disaster. He went to the St. Louis Rams for 1 year as a coordinator, had one of the worst offenses of all time, and he went to the Raiders, and they hate him there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he torpedoed the Raiders. So those are three things there that I just think there are better candidates, some with more of an upside. You know, to be consistent, I do think you can be a good coordinator despite being a failed head coach. And, like, hit the biggest kind of black marks against McDaniel's career is how bad he was as a head coach.
Mm-hmm.
Even I still hold against him taking a job and then bailing on a job. I think that's pathetic. Like, he was like, I'm going to be the Colts coach. Just kidding. I'm not going to be the Colts coach. Yeah, I don't like that.
He's pulling what Bill is, or he pulled what Bill is trying to do at North Carolina.
But the Patriots, well, maybe. Yeah. But the Patriots obviously don't care about that because they brought him back. They were the ones that kept him and made sure he didn't go. So they obviously like him quite a bit. I just thought maybe Mike Vrabel would come in with some new ideas, but it's like, no, we're just going to have Bill's former offensive coordinator.
Do you think it's his idea?
Probably not. I mean, he knows him.
So, again, this is like, Mike Vrabel is the man. Hell yeah, brother. Vrabel is the man.
But he should have
said. It's Mike Vrabel's show. Yeah. Is it?
Well, he should. We'll find out. They haven't hired him yet.
If they hire Josh McDaniels, you think that's Vrabel is the man kind of move? Or that's a Kraft move?
It does not seem like a Vrabel is the man move.
So this is the other thing I don't like about McDaniels. Well, number one, again, I was on TV last night, Bragg.
Holy smokes.
And I said
this. Have a clip? Did you bring a clip? Can we put one? Here we go. Let's go to the screen.
Bring back the Humble Bragg segment.
I said
to Phil. Oh, I'm unaware of that segment.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds like a good one.
Best Brags of the Week.
I like
it. It was usually just Andy Hart saying he was on TV. That's what like 90% of the Brags of the Week were.
when it comes to, I asked this to Phil, though. I go, okay, is McDaniels going to get a job anywhere? Is there going to be interest in McDaniels, or is it just here? Oh, why does that matter? Because if the only organization that's interested in him and would hire him here and nobody else would, doesn't that tell you a lot? And Phil said, well, if Bobby Slowick got a job as a head coach, which I don't think he will, but if
he's interviewing with the Jets today.
If he did, Houston would have interest, okay? And he also said, I wouldn't be surprised if Detroit showed some interest if Ben Johnson left.
Detroit?
Okay, I was
going to take Josh McDaniels?
Phil knows a crap ton more than me.
He does.
Detroit would surprise me. The one in Houston makes sense, though. But the prerequisite is Bobby Slowick gets a job. Even still, that's two teams?
It's just because of Casario.
Right. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, I didn't land the plane there.
Yeah.
So
it was still floating in the sky.
I don't think a lot of teams would be interested in McDaniels, which is telling. It doesn't make him the wrong hire, but I think it's telling. And it tells you that Robert Kraft is still running the show. And it's not Vrabes is the man, and Vrabes gets to do whatever he wants. It's he's hiring him because Robert Kraft wants him. And then that would bring back all these questions about Elliot Wolf to me.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, Elliot Wolf is just here because what? He's getting people coffee? Or Elliot Wolf is here because Kraft has a say? And Josh McDaniels is here because Vrabel really wanted him? Or because the Krafts have a say? Like, to me, that brings all those questions back up. I would hate that hire.
I think you could go young gun if you're Mike Vrabel. Hire yourself a good young offensive coordinator. He did it when he first went to Tennessee, got Matt LaFleur.
Yep.
Say what you want about him as a head coach, but the guy runs a good offense. They win a lot of games.
I think he's a good coach.
Yeah, maybe he's even a good head coach, he took a chance on him.
The playoffs, he's had some problems, but they're in the playoffs every year. They have a good scheme.
Yeah.
I think LaFleur's a good coach.
He hired Arthur Smith, who
That's a bad coach.
Bad head coach.
Thank you. Yeah.
Good offenses, though.
Good coordinator.
Helped get Pittsburgh to the playoffs this year.
Yeah, they tailed off a lot at the end of the year. But as a coordinator, that's a check mark for Vrabel. Yes.
But those are a couple of guys that he brought in, and I wonder if he's looking for the next one of those guys. Also, like, what offense do you want to run? Like, if you're Mike Vrabel, are you sitting there saying, all right, how do I get the most out of Drake May? Mm-hmm. Is it running it back with get a new guy to coach the same offense that Alex Van Pelt ran? Is it bringing in the Josh McDaniels offense? Is it bringing in a Sean McVay style of offense? Like, where do I turn? And yeah, I don't think McDaniels would be his first choice either, but I'm also not entirely sure who his first choice would be. Like, if Mike Vrabel could pick from anybody currently in the league, I don't think we know.
It sounded like Tommy Rees was a guy that, and I don't
and
get that.
I'm kind of glad that it's not.
Yeah, I didn't want him either, but it sounded like that was a guy he really wanted. And they go, oh, Jones, you don't want this guy, you don't want that guy, who do you want? I said Dave Ragone. We've mentioned Josh McCown before. I actually see the Twitch chat talking about that. I want Josh ... McCown.
Oh, yeah.
So those to me are the kind of names I would consider if Vrabel's going to reach into his past. Tim Kelly, who didn't run great offenses in Tennessee. You brought up Nick Caley as a guy they could bring back. You brought up Tanner Engstrand in Detroit. Like, to me, there's a bunch of names that are more creative and more interesting than just running it back with Josh McDaniels, who, yes, had a good year with Mac Jones. He also had a terrible year with Cam, and, like, I hate to point that one out. I hate to be the bad guy and point that out.
Yep.
It doesn't get brought up ever. Ever.
It was a tough go that
year. They were 27th in offense that year.
It was a tough offense.
So, yeah, they had a really good year with Mac, and Cam was broken. Fine. But I think it tailed off a lot with Mac at the end of the year, and let's not just ignore that he had an awful year with Cam Newton, along with all the other awful years he had, as you said, in Denver, Keith, in Vegas, and the year with the Rams offense as well as their coordinator under, was that Spags? That was under Spagnuolo, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
617-779-7937. Where are they at in their offensive coordinator search? And does the lack of news tell you anything?
Mm-hmm.
To me, I'm a little fearful we haven't gotten any updates on these interviews.
Is it?
And you wonder if McDaniels is a bag job.
You hate to go there, but does this also come back to the Rooney Rule? Is this one of those where...
But you can announce who you're talking to.
Yeah, but don't they have to line up some minority candidates?
Yeah.
And do you think Leftwich and Pep Hamilton want to be used again? Like, no. Who are you going to call to do this
good
before
point.
You can just hand the job to McDaniels? So maybe, because they did the same thing. Vrabel wasn't their quote-unquote first interview. They wanted to make sure once they announced him, they could wait a day and then announce him officially as the head coach.
But you could still announce all your interviews in the meantime and then ultimately...
But what if they're all whites? What if it's like five whites that you can't hire them then? That might be the issue they're running into.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
It also speaks to the ineffectiveness of the rule, but...
No, it does. And again, another bag job for the Patriots. I could see why they would be fearful of that getting out, because they probably are under some fire,
mm-hmm.
Given their hiring of Mike Vrabel.
Because they did say they wanted to do this stuff fast, and they fired their coach fast, they hired their new one fast, and then this offensive coordinator thing, like, how long is this going to take?
Let's go to Joey in Dedham. What's up, Joey?
What's going on? So listen, I think I might have some little information. It could be something, it could be not. So I can't disclose. I can't disclose where I'm at, but I happen
Who's
to drive.
Who's your source, Joey? You gotta say your source, or it doesn't count.
I happen to drive. Listen. I happen to drive by Josh's house every day. Okay.
Oh,
now, for the past 2 years, I haven't seen any activity. But for the past 2 years, I haven't seen anything. But the past 10 days, I've seen him out in the morning in his front yard doing things. Now I don't know if that's something.
It's like 10 degrees outside, Joey. What the hell is he doing outside?
Well, he gets his paper. I'm
freezing.
Out there early in the morning checking my station.
Uh-huh.
Checking my station. Yeah, he gets out.
Him getting the newspaper might be
I've
the most.
I've never seen him in the past 2 years.
Believable
like, part of 10 days. I see him now.
Is he in a bathrobe?
Is he a robe walking out?
Slippers?
No, regular dress, dressed up with a hat on.
Hat on.
Straight out, just Josh.
Okay,
just Josh. I'd like to see him in the building. Not as the offensive coordinator, but I wouldn't mind seeing him in the building.
Okay,
I'd rather see him than Elliot.
All right, look, Joey.
Well, you get to see him every day in the last 10 days.
Joey, unlike a lot of people, we are not dismissing any scoops here. I'm not dismissing a thing.
I'm not going to scoop shame.
No,
I have my questions.
Well, just, I don't, more activity in the last 10 days out in his front yard getting his paper.
It's freezing outside.
What does that tell you?
Who gets the newspaper?
What am I supposed to infer from that?
I think the most unbelievable part, and Joey, I listen, maybe you're dead on. Maybe you're 100% right. The detail I have the biggest problem with is the newspaper. He's out there getting his newspaper every day.
He's got to read his Shaughnessy.
So he's had a house. So I don't even know this. He lives around here, I guess, or he did?
I was speculating on that a few days ago. I think he's local. I don't know where. Yeah.
Well, Joey does. Joey knows.
Joey goes there every day, apparently.
It was crickets.
Yeah.
All by the way, sudden, Josh, 10 days.
Josh, if you're listening and you want to file a restraining order,
a fury of
the newspapers piling
yeah.
up.
Just now it's nuts.
So, okay.
I think Joey's scoop.
Maybe he's the paper boy. He throws the paper over and he sees Josh come out and get it.
Is that still a job people have?
Maybe.
Paper boy?
Yeah.
Or girl?
Yeah.
Paper person?
Paper girl's actually
paper person.
A great comic book.
It's 2025.
Paper girls.
It's a paper person. Although it's
paper person?
It is Trump's America.
Back to boys.
We're going boys.
We're calling paper. Yeah. We're going to call paper boys boys again.
Make paper boys great again.
Yeah.
So, his activity in his front yard would tell me that he probably doesn't have a job. The more active he is in his yard,
yeah,
the less likely it is he's going to be getting a job in the NFL again. So if we're going to play this out, I think I like Joey's scoop. I think I like it.
Yeah.
If he's more active in his yard, that means it's less likely he's getting the Patriots job. Joey,
right?
Thank you for talking me off the ledge.
He's not doing interviews. He's just getting his paper. Going home, he's like, they say anything about me today? Flipping through the paper. They say anything about me today?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, there is something called the internet.
That's how he finds out he has an interview lined up.
Yeah. Like, look at this. They do want me for the job.
He's reading in the paper. He's like, honey, Barshad and Pasternak hate each other. Did you hear about this?
This can't be right. It's because I was just driving around. I saw those guys outside.
Interesting.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, look, we're not going to be dismissive of any scoops. Joey and Denham or anyone else.
No.
617-779-7937. Did you like the news that Drake May is now engaged?
Oh, congratulations to Drake May.
Yeah.
Young, but he's been with this girl since like middle school, so that's a long time.
It's arguably the biggest red flag of all the red flags for Drake May is getting married at 22.
Yeah.
That's what are you doing there, guy?
What are you, Bo Nix? Bo Nix was married in college. Now, he was also 25 in college. So he was actually very older.
I thought
I got married young. I think I was 27.
That is young.
I was almost 28.
These days, that's young.
It is.
Yeah.
You know what, Jones? I knew what I wanted.
No, it's, you know what? The heart wants so the heart wants, Keith.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't, 22 is a young gun, but congratulations. Nice beach picture. They're both dressed in all white. Roses everywhere. And she said yes.
Yeah, so
it's really a true love story.
I'm happy neither of us.
Wait, those photos weren't spontaneous?
No.
Well, it was like, you know what happened? Here's a little peek behind the curtain. You know, our guy Chris Scheim also just got engaged.
Huh.
And he had Davey Eyeballs take some snaps.
Did he?
Davey snaps. Yeah, Ryan Davey photo. Excellent.
He's hiding in the woods.
Excellent photographer. He told him where to be. And so when you see Scheim, there's photos that he posted on Instagram and Twitter of him proposing to his now fiancée. And those were all taken by Davey.
Did you have photos of you proposing? Did you get a camera person for that?
No, I was in my apartment, I think like in sweatpants.
Oh, you did it in the house?
Oh, we did it in the house. I didn't want to do it in a public place. I did it in the house or in the apartment.
I did it on the Harbor Walk.
Wow. But so people were around?
No. I made sure that we found like a real like
10 degrees out.
Yeah, no, yeah. we just kept walking down the Harbor Walk and I'm like, hey Kat.
Like, how much farther?
Yeah, she's like, what are we doing? I thought we were going to dinner.
This sucks.
I'm like, oh yeah, just keep walking until there's like nobody around and I'm like, great. Oh, hey, by the way.
I hid the ring in a giant cake and I was like, keep reaching in there. She's like, I'm full. I'm like, keep getting in there. Keep reaching.
Like, double dip.
Yeah. You want another piece? She's like, I don't want another piece. Like, you're going to have to eat another piece.
It's like double dip. So now the biggest red flag in this story is that he's an engaged man at 22. I mean, I'm going to question
not
the decision making on that. No, it's true. It's a good point. Make it a little deeper into your 20s before you.
Josh Allen just got
get
engaged.
The old ball and chain. Yeah.
He's relatively young, but obviously older than.
Much older than Drake May.
Than Drake May.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if he's been with the same girl for, what, 10 years? They've been together since they were like 12, right? Isn't that the story? Or 14?
It's also a bit of a red flag.
Listen, he's a one-woman man.
No, I mean, good for him.
At least from the outside.
But so, okay. I mean, look, that's quite a commitment. Yeah.
Did you like all the jokes that he's only been here 1 year, he's already got one ring?
Oh, those are
There's
good.
A lot of like...
I missed those. Somebody, I must have missed those.
Yeah, somebody was like, more rings at 22, Drake May, than Tom Brady.
He doesn't have a ring.
Drake May won.
He gave a ring.
He gave one.
Nice.
And you don't get one until the actual day of the nuptials.
Yeah.
But yeah, congratulations to him.
I just feel good we were not critical of him skipping the Vrabel press conference.
No, I
feel good about that. Yeah. We were both very critical of him not showing up the day after the season.
Dude had plans.
Which he's not off the hook for, but he is officially off the hook for skipping out on the Vrabel press conference.
And he's off the market, ladies, so knock it off. Quit throwing yourself at Drake May, would you?
Did you say, dude, I think he was
nervous? Were you
nervous?
Were you nervous?
Of course.
Yeah, I was terrified.
I was nervous given my vows. Vows and proposing were the two things I was nervous
about. Did you write your own vows?
Yes.
See, I didn't.
I didn't really. I was like,
I don't think I could have gotten through that.
Wrote them, rehearse.
Really?
Yeah, off the top of the head, Keith.
I acted mine out. It was just charades. Here's how I feel about you. Yeah, an interpretive dance. They're like, oh, God. The whole wedding's like, here he goes. They dim the lights in the church, and I start dancing.
Will Ferrell at Old School.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, that is really something. Thank you.
All right. 6-1. Oh, there you go. Yeah, nice.
My ribbon dance.
They're like, is he going to do the whole? He's doing the whole dance. Here he goes.
Doing it.
Obviously, madly in love.
I never realized the song was the same.
Keep going. I need a water.
This is what Katie dreamed about when she was 10.
Like,
this is what she always wanted in her
wedding.
I think
I made a huge mistake.
All right, 617-779-7937. We'll get to your phone calls on, the Patriots offensive coordinator search. We mentioned Bill Belichick. Still hasn't signed his contract at UNC. We touched on the Celtics and the Bruins as well. We're going to put the Red Sox on the clock. We'll finish off their offseason for them since they're dragging their feet. We'll get it done. Since they're not doing anything, we'll get it done for them. That's at high noon. And we'll get back into the divisional round playoffs. Some good matchups. Reminder, WEEI's coverage of the football postseason brought to you by Wise Snacks. No one does crunchy, salty, or cheesy better than Wise Snacks. Let's look at the top quarterbacks left in the divisional round. Let's rank them, and let's see if we got any takeaways for Drake May. We'll do that right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. Peyton Pritchard scored 20 points and Jason Tatum had a double-double, but it wasn't enough as the Celtics fall 110-97 to the Raptors last night. A.J. Barrett led the way for the Raptors with a game-high 22 points. The Seas return to the court tomorrow night when the Celtics host the Magic. Bruins are off until Saturday when the Bees will be in Ottawa to play the Senators. The divisional round of the NFL begins this Saturday. You can hear Westwood One's call of all NFL playoff games right here on 93.7. On Saturday, the Chiefs host the Texans, followed by the Commanders and Lions, with coverage beginning at 4 o'clock. On Sunday, it's Rams-Eagles, then the Bills host the Ravens. Coverage begins on Sunday at 2:30. And the Milwaukee Brewers have announced that Brewers icon and baseball Hall of Famer Bob Uecker has passed away today at the age of 90. In the mood for a warm, hearty meal, visit 99 Restaurant and try their home-style chicken pot pie. Freshly baked to order and topped with a buttery, flaky crust, or try the new double barbecue turkey tips. You gotta love the nines. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.